Good morning and welcome to Radiate Positivity. So here's the wrap up for this week. Indecision is still a decision. We started off the week with the problem that without a plan in place to make decisions, we can default to making no decision at all. And we gave the example of working out. If you aren't sure what you need to do to work out, or if you have too many options, it can be easy to not choose anything, which actually pulls us away from what we truly desire to achieve. And then we looked at the possibility of having a default decision in place that will always move you forward in a specific area of your life and how that can be a game changer. Because if you get to the point where you don't want to make a decision or you have trouble with indecision, you can have a default decision in place that will always help you take a step forward instead of taking a step back. Then we talked about the path forward and how to intentionally put this in place in our life. And one way that I shared and encouraged you to do this is intentionally think through one decision you have to make in the future that you've struggled with indecision on, and seek out a default decision to move you forward in that specific area. And so the example there was is go put a default decision in place. So for example, we've got the working out. If we have too many options, we feel like we struggle with indecision with that. Well, then we put in the default decision of, well, at least I'm going to go for a walk, because we can always move our move towards the desired result if we have that default decision in place, like walking and getting closer and actually just exercising in that way. And so I just wanted to encourage you to look at this scenario in your life, and I hope that it helps. Hope that it kind of gets you thinking, where in my life do I have or do I struggle with indecision, and how can I put a default decision in place to help me move closer to my goals? So I just wanted to encourage you to look at that this week. I just wanted to also thank you again for listening. If you enjoy this content, if you find this content valuable, I would so appreciate it if you would rate and review wherever you're listening, and then share with anybody who you think would find this valuable. That would mean the world to me. So just like I always say, go out and radiate positivity, have an awesome day, and we'll talk soon.